Athlete of the Week this morning, brought to you by Iad Insurance. Locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and the classroom. This week, our co-athlete, and today, now we've got in studio with us from Clinton Wrestling, Bryce Randolph. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning.
So we had Nick on a little earlier, Sarah from Hudson. You guys are co-athletes. It was too hard to try to choose between two guys that were four-time county champions. And we got both of you in here today. But once again, congrats on the award, but also congrats on getting a four-time county champion. That's quite an honor.
Thank you. It's something special that I was happy to accomplish.
Especially one thing that you can always hold over your brother. Is because he only got three because of the COVID year, right?
Yep.
So you got four. You always have bragging rights over Braden on that one. So a good year so far. 28-1 going into Friday night, and so you got two more there. And did you wrestle over the weekend after that, or?
No.
So you're sitting at 30-1. Who was your loss to this year?
A kid from Brighton.
Okay.
I kind of got thrown. I should have wrestled a lot better, but. I wish I could get that one back, but that's still a mark on the record.
That's one thing about wrestling, too, is, you can be in a great position and be somebody that you should probably beat, but one simple mistake can cost you, and those are sometimes real tough to take, aren't they?
Right, yeah, because you can't get those back, and you know you're better than that, and you just want that one moment back, but one simple few-second exchange can change the whole match.
Now, watching you the other night, you look a lot more nimble and better than what you did on the football field at the end of the year. How is your leg look like it's doing a lot better now?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like through football, I was working through all the kinks and just getting over the bumps, but now I'm kind of on a straight road. I'm feeling good and strong, getting my quickness back, my flexibility back. That's been allowing me to wrestle my full potential.
Because that was a big thing, talking with your dad, football coach during the season was, for you that don't know, you broke your leg back in May. But after that break, that was healthy, but you just weren't having some muscles flex right and fire right. So you've gotten work on that, and that's a lot better now then?
Oh, yeah. Like, during the season, it was multiple muscles in my leg just weren't firing correctly, and I went through multiple different phases of physical therapy. I did. I went to different places for different types of therapy, but it was just a constant work at. Like I just had to give it time and just continue to work at it.
Yeah, definitely looked a lot better on the mat the other night. But again, you guys, successful year so far. I know you guys challenge yourselves. We talked again with Hudson what they do, and Clinton's no different than that. Trying to get yourself prepared for the end of the season by some of the matches you have during the year so far. What's been your toughest matches so far?
Probably the one I have lost, but also I wrestled the kid I beat in the state finals last year again at a tournament in Martin, and I ended up beating him 3-0. But it felt good to get that one out of the book because I'll probably see him again at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce, you and I asked Nick the same question. Throw out the state championship. You wrestle in some really, really big events, and you go to places where you're going to be really challenged. But kind of rank maybe the top two or three events aside from the state championship. I know that would be obviously the ultimate goal, but name like the two or three events that you really enjoy going to and look forward to every year.
So I'd say probably this weekend we have the LCAA tournament. We get to see all the local teams, and that's always a tough one because wrestling is pretty good around here.
Probably get more local support, yeah, too, here than if you go to a match in Detroit, let's say, and there's not a lot of people cheering for you other than maybe a few parents and boosters that follow you.
Right, especially because that dual tournament is at Clinton this year, so there's going to be a lot of people there. And then I'd probably say we have an individual tournament up at Williamston. That's always a pretty sound tournament. There's a lot of studs there. And our tournament up at Martin, that's a good team dual tournament for us, and there's always some good kids there.
Do you like the individual tournament or a dual tournament?
There's pieces I like of both of them. I like the team camaraderie we have during our dual tournaments, but the individual tournament, I like the being able to go relax and prepare myself individually for my next match. But I like things about both of them.
You know, and the one thing we talked about too, especially during Friday night, where you know you were what 57, I think, your freshman year,
yep.
And then 75 the last three. How was that being able to keep that same weight? I know you're growing and being able to stay at that 75 weight. How hard is that for you to be able to keep that your weight for the last 3 years?
It's been different. You know, sophomore year I was kind of wrestling up, and then last year that was probably my true weight, and like now I'm probably going down to 75 because I usually wrestle 90. But it was nice to have a senior come in and wrestle at 190, who's, I don't know if he's been in the tournament maybe once or twice, but if I would have went 90, then we only have one enter at 190, and it would have cut him out of the tournament, and I want as many of my teammates in that tournament as we can, so I knew I could win it whatever way I went, so I just dropped so he could get in.
Great team.
What weight did you play at in football? Did you have to lose some weight to get down, or were you right around that number during football?
I was a little lighter this year just because I missed a lot of off-season training, but I was probably like 195.
Wow.
Yep.
Speaking of football and wrestling, any plans? I mean, I know next year you're going to wrap it up this year, but any plans to go on and wrestle or play football at the next level?
I'm thinking about doing both at either here at Adrian or a school close to home.
Good.
It'd be nice to be able to do that. I know Adrian will be happy for sure, especially they just had, Grayson Bills just committed yesterday. They saw it to Adrian College, so they would be happy to have you for that. And so is that a big thing? You definitely want to try to do both?
Yeah, I just don't think I could give up either one of them.
Tough to do. I mean, it's tough to do when you've done them. And, of course, once you go through maybe a full year or two, you'd have to maybe decide if it's tough to do, because at the college level, it's just, you know, with spring football after a wrestling season might be tough. But they don't do much hitting in the spring anyways.
Yeah, it's definitely a different level. I'll probably have to make that decision or see you. Just learn, you know, try it out and see what I like and just go from there.
Well, don't be afraid to do it, because if that's something you want to do, don't give it up until you're ready to, because I was talking to Coach Rainey the other day, and Sean Parker's, he's kind of sticking with football. I thought maybe he'd just go to baseball, but don't give it up until you're ready.
So you got a state champ last year. Is the kid from Martin probably your biggest challenge this year again, you think?
I think so. I mean, I don't know many of the other kids because I don't really look at rankings at all, but just I don't know of any other returners that are going to be much challenging, because I teched and pinned my way to the state finals, so I don't know of anyone else that would be much of a challenge other than that match.
How's the experience at Ford Field? I mean, it's a different atmosphere, with it's such a big venue, but how is that explain that big wide open space with everything on there and then the team tournament, how different that is because it's so compact.
So I'd say coming from freshman to junior year, coming up senior year, being in that is very nerve-wracking, especially as a first time being in there. But it's kind of split up, so you have one side more mats and wrestling, the other side's more relaxed because they cut off where the fans can go, so it's kind of quiet down at the other end and relaxing where you can warm up and do your individual warm-up by yourself. But once you step across that curtain and you're walking across the mats with all the fans, it's very nerve-wracking. And especially in the state finals, wrestling in them the last 2 years, my sophomore year, I was definitely feeling all the fans, you know, because you're down in that one corner with four mats set out and they call you out. It's definitely nerve-wracking and something I've never experienced before. But last year was a little calm under pressure, and I was able to handle it better because I've been there before. But team tournament, I'd say that one's a little bit more exciting because it's more enclosed, all the seats are filled. It's everyone's going when the teams or team duels are close, and it's just very electric in there.
Now this year you move back down to four, so there's a shot that you and Hudson could be going at it again on the mat for a state championship. Would that be something that you would you know, like to do compared to some of the other teams that are there? If you're gonna make it all the way, would it be pretty cool to be against them again?
Yeah, that's definitely the matchup we'd like. I mean, we'd hopefully be on the other side of the bracket and knock off some teams on the way there, but it'd be a nice Lenawee County state finals match again.
Yeah, that's for sure. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be – that would. I didn't realize that Clinton went back down to four this year. But, well, you really – I hate to put any spin, but the football season, boy, you really – you guys really came on late, and I know it didn't finish the way you wanted to finish it. But tell us a little bit just quickly about that run you guys really had towards the end of the season, because it was kind of a slow start, and, boy, you got some momentum, and it looked like it might carry you right into the finals.
Yeah, I think that season definitely describes us as a team and as our players and mentality. We started off slow. We had a lot of people injured. Just really slow start, young people, and we just kind of built that connections with each other towards the end of the season. We were getting going and rolling, knocked off a few teams, got some good wins. But we just kind of laid an egg there in that semifinal game. They got off touchdown first play, just – simple mistakes that turned into big differences, and the scoreboard just kept adding up, and we just trying to fight our way back, but you know, you can't when they had put up 40 points, it's kind of hard to fight back like that, but we gave it everything we had, and I think that's a perfect demonstration of who we are as a team.
Yeah, because the week before, I mean, you guys were two different teams. You know, I was there calling both those games, and the week before compared to that semi game where you're two totally different teams.
I'm not bringing up bad memories, but because I thought the run you got on was really special, and I thought maybe sometimes when you get on a run like that, you just it doesn't stop. You keep her going. But yeah, so congratulations not only on your wrestling career but football and every time I look over there, I think it's your dad sitting over there. You look just like your dad.
That he does. Well, again, Bryce, we appreciate your time coming in here this morning. Congratulations once again to Bryce Randolph for being the Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iad Insurance Agency, insurance made simple. Once again, Bryce Randolph is our co-athlete of the week, and congratulations, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Once again, Bryce Randolph from Clinton Wrestling.